Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Kevin, and the show made an official announcement yesterday. Mike Bacsik will join us on Monday. If you didn't get a chance to hear that yesterday, I think this is a pretty big shakeup at the station.
Yeah.
Because we bring Broadus on too. I don't think it changes the shows that much, but it is two big names moving. Adding a piece to the station, too, is huge.
Can I just make one request? Tolos, tell me if you think we can do this. And I know I sound naturally sarcastic. I'm not being sarcastic.
You doing get off my lawn moment?
No.
Okay.
No. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. Can we just give this a shot?
Get off my lawn.
1 week. Just listen for 1 week, and then you can hate what you want to hate. But I've seen, mostly it's been positive.
There's been 90% positive.
But there have been people who are like, I hate this, or I hate that, and now this is going to suck, and now that's going to suck. Maybe not. Like, sometimes different people mesh different ways, right? So if you love Broadus, and you love G-Bag, and you think that's going to rock, awesome. If you love Bacsik, and you love us, and you think that's going to rock, awesome. If you don't like any of those components and you think mixing another one of those components together is going to ruin everything in the world that you love, not necessarily. Just give it a shot before you already hate it. Is that a fair request?
Yeah. I love all of these changes.
I guarantee it's going to work or your money back.
Whoa.
Okay.
Pretty cocky.
Thank you, Shippy. Uh-huh. You're saying about that about me. Mm-hmm. But Kevin, I did. So, yeah, you got a great point. I've always said, listen to the show for 10 days and you're going to love us.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't.
And if that doesn't work, give it 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and a maybe way 12. Better deal. You never know.
Yeah. That's a way better deal than watching the Ring video. So, yeah.
All right, Kevin. So
is it not?
Over this weekend, there is going to be, by the way, we have a texter trying to get a date with Shippy. And this is pretty phenomenal.
Just I'm one? Excited.
Yeah. Just
what's his name?
Over the weekend, we have a lot of stuff going on, Kevin, not just Valentine's Day. What game or event are you most interested in? 877-881-1053. Text that in right now.
So the very first thing I saw, and I definitely knew 100% what this was, German Bundesliga. They're hyped up for the soccer, and I can't say that I'm like super hyped up about German soccer. I also don't care about the Premier League or anything like that.
Wow, shots fired at Dirk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dirk is awesome, and he can like whatever he likes because he is the best. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate that kind of variety because sometimes you get into a sports lull and you want to check out some things. The first time I ever saw trampoline basketball, I thought it was going to change my life forever. So you remember that, right?
I was just thinking of the man show with the girls on the trampoline.
The first time I ever played that, it changed my life forever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm fascinated by that part.
How do you say it? Bundesliga.
You might not have to say it like that.
I want to watch it. I'm going to watch.
From the 903, the Daytona 500. You know why I knew that the Daytona 500 was this weekend?
Why?
Because they put out a story that said President Trump was going to be at the Daytona 500. And I enjoy situations where a politician shows up at a sporting event because I like everyone reacting about how the crowd reacts as if that's an indication of what's going to happen in the next election. Like, I love
it's not.
Yeah, when they're like, oh, George W. Bush threw out the first pitch of the Yankees game. Does this mean he will get reelected? And you're like, I don't know, probably not, like, for better or worse. And so, like, Donald Trump, he got cheered at the college football national championship game. And people were like, does this mean he will be reelected? And I thought, that is probably not how you want to decide such things. So I'll just be interested because I guarantee you this. There will be all kinds of stories and lifetime tweets about, oh, he got booed at the Daytona 500 or he got cheered at the Daytona 500. And people will like try to read something into that. Just he showed up at the thing. Like, the reaction is not what's going to indicate anything.
What about the Genesis Invitational, Kevin?
Is that Phil Collins this time?
No, that is... That's
still the golf thing.
That is the golf thing where Tiger Woods got a 69 yesterday.
Why do you keep saying it like that?
What? That was his final score after his first round.
I appreciate you reporting the stats.
All right, yeah. All I'm trying to do is report stats, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that is... From the 903, the Renegades versus the Wildcats. In your face, Corey. Are you going to give the Renegades another shot?
What time is that game? Do you have the schedule of that game yet? Because I need to know.
I can find out for you in 10 seconds.
I need to know time, and because I got a lot of stuff going on this weekend, Kevin.
What do you got going on?
I got three basketball games, all right? I got to go say hi to Soda because, you know, every week. You
Sunday
say hi
at 2 p.m.
I got 3 p.m.
Okay. 2 or 3 p.m., either one.
One of those.
I'm on the XFL website. It says 3 p.m. Central.
Mine says 2 p.m. Central.
Okay, well,
I'm on the XFL site,
you
got
to figure this crap out, all right?
This is going to fail.
Sunday.
I'm seriously on XFL.com.
Oh, my gosh. My kid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Has cotillion at that time.
What is a cotillion? What? All right, probably 2 o'clock.
Cotillion is where.
Oh, I remember him.
It's in Plano, and they do it at the Glen Eagles Country Club.
Oh, fancy.
And they teach them how to, like.
That's him, right?
No, cotillion? That's Chamillionaire.
Okay.
Is
that Cotillionaire? Oh my God, what if he showed up and said he was Cotillionaire?
That would be good.
They teach, you know, etiquette, how to treat women, how to dance and stuff like that.
Oh.
And they have to dress up, and this is their Valentine's Day special. I did not sign my kid up for this. My wife forced this to happen.
Oh, you don't say.
And he hates it. And he has to wear a tie and a suit. So it's Saturday at 3, I got to go chaperone this dance.
Okay, well, the XFL game is Sunday.
I'm sorry. It's Sunday at 3.
Sunday at 3.
Here it is.
Oh, the cotillion is on Saturday. XFL Sunday. It's on Sunday.
Right there. There it is on my schedule. The 16th cotillion, Valentine's 3 to 4.
Why doesn't it say cotillion? Why does it say all that negative stuff on it?
So there you go.
So you're out on
the XFL. Sorry.
Because your DVR broke?
How
long is a cotillion?
It's 3 to 4:30.
I'm like, you're fine.
I'd
watch the beginning part of the game.
I
could watch the game at the cotillion.
I'll check it out. No, you can't.
You can
actually. I can because I have YouTube TV,
yeah.
So I could probably take it with me.
Watching the cotillion, he dances so well.
I need to make sure they're 3 feet away. All right, isn't that how that works? Arms distance.
For the Holy Spirit
dance like that. Yeah,
sure.
Leave space for
the Holy Spirit.
I'm interested in Landry Jones finally starting this thing up. All right, I'm interested to see if he can throw it deep. The thing about it is, if you're not a good quarterback in the XFL, your team's not going to win. And last week you saw that. They have the best punter in the league, that's for sure. But these cornerbacks are actually pretty good. Kevin, one thing I did find pretty scary and frightening, and maybe I just need to reboot on the way I think about football, there were a lot of helmet-to-helmet collisions. There was a lot of big-time hits in that football, and they don't seem to care about player safety right now. And
football, the contact sport at any level.
I do wonder how many people are going to say, you know what, I'm in on this league because of that.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I thought that, honestly, I thought that's how they were going to market it. Like, I told you going back, I thought they were going to market it as, this is America football. You know, like you have to stand during the national anthem and we won't be calling these wussy penalties or anything like that. I thought that's how they were going to market the league. And that is not exactly how that is turned out, but interesting nonetheless. From the 817, I'm hyped up for NXT TakeOver Portland on Sunday. Damn right. That should be a quality wrestling show right there. Corey, what is your excitement level to watch that coming back from cotillion?
None.
What do you mean?
What?
Why?
Do I need to be?
Yeah. Catch the fever.
I'm most excited, Kevin, about this weekend, about the NBA All-Star stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Can I just...
Take that, Stars.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of haters.
They got Saturday and Sunday games.
Oh, really? Yeah. We got the combo?
Yeah.
In Canada.
Never mind. I'm back in on hockey.
Good day, eh?
Yeah. Because I need the Stars to be very good and productive. But
Can I get some poutine?
Yeah, the NBA All-Star weekend is fun to me. I know you were saying the three-point contest, we have like six guys and nobody really knows all their names.
It's just, here's the thing I hate about that we'll listen to people say, is, oh, the dunk contest is not as good as it used to be, then don't watch it. Like, why do you watch it every year? I hate the tired opinion of, oh, the Super Bowl commercials aren't as good as they used to be. Yes, they are. You're just compiling them all together into one mega Super Bowl, and you're pretending like every commercial after every commercial was great.
And that Rick and Morty one was awesome.
Yes. I need to watch that. I know.
I know.
And then for people who are like, oh, the dunk contest isn't as good as it used to be, then don't watch it. They added stuff that's way better than it used to be. The skills competition was super fun, so you could enjoy that. I really like NBA All-Star Saturday night, and so does my son. So I think that's what I'm most excited about.
Well, and I like the skills competition. I think it's a lot of fun because even if nobody's going to remember, A, who was in it, or B, who won it.
Yeah.
But even still, and because what happens, and I don't know how many of you guys are like this, but when I was a kid, if I watched a ninja movie, I'd run around the house kicking all the time. All right? Like, that's just how I was. If I watched Commando, I was painting my face and going and trying to save my daughter. You know, that's just how I grew up as a kid. If I saw a movie, I wanted to be the character. And so when I watch the skills competitions, the first thing I do is I go back out in the backyard, pick up the basketball, and start shooting. And the kids
get ready for next year.
Now they're starting to do the same thing. So I get excited about seeing how they see a player, and they're like, I want to go try and be like that player right now. And so just seeing them get excited about the game is a lot of fun because it increases activity and gets all those things going. And that's exciting to me. But, Kevin, the game itself, because of the rules changes for the All-Star game, it's interesting. It's interesting because of the rules changes. And in addition to that, this is our first chance. The Mavericks, I don't believe, have ever had an All-Star in or a MVP of the All-Star game.
And I think this is the first time I need to double check that about if Kidd got it back in the day, that they had a voted starter. Because Dirk got to jump in there a couple of times as an injured reserve. But yeah, I think that's pretty cool too.
So, and do you agree Luka is built for this game?
Yes. I think
this is exactly up his alley.
Outside of Harden, I think he cares just as much, if not more, than anybody else in this game.
And he's capable. He's capable of making all the passes and making everybody else around him look really good while also looking good himself. I am a little curious to whether or not he will, because he's an alpha, and I wonder if he'll try and overtake all the other alphas on that first roster.
Good. I would love to see him running or the point and LeBron getting set up for alley-oops. That would be perfect.
I'm very curious to see how he responds to being around that pack right there, because that's a pack of guys that are all kind of like, I'm the lead guy in this. So I'm very, very curious to see how they all work together.
I think they're all going to love him because he can set them up for amazing shots. I wanted to hit this one from the 903. What about the Wilder Fury fight? That is actually next, like a week from tomorrow. So if that was this weekend, yeah, I'd be all about that. I'd definitely want to see that rematch. But yeah, Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, that is actually next weekend, so not this weekend.
That might be the best named fight ever. The Wilder
Fury fight.
Like, yeah. That just sounds like a good fight.
And the first fight ended in a draw.
Isn't Wilder the guy that killed that mascot? Because he said he didn't know there was a human being in there.
Oh, was that him?
I don't know.
He's said some pretty inflammatory things. But then again, Tyson Fury has done some pretty inflammatory things. So I could see that.
Yeah, that was Deontay Wilder that punched the ESPN mascot.
Oh, dear. That is...
I felt really bad for laughing at that. But, like, he's clearly in a lot of pain and everybody else doesn't realize how much pain he's in.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just Google it. It's
yeah.
Pretty good.
No, absolutely you should. And a lot of people voting for NBA. Is that
absolutely.
Okay.
This is the thing that's leading the way this weekend. And what's crazy is there have been a lot of years where I've been out on it. And maybe it's just because Luka is such a dynamic player. And every year Dirk would get in, you'd be like, all right, he's going to get his three shots and he'll be off the court, right? But this is a night where I think DFW is very excited about that one specific player and seeing how he matches up with the rest of those dominating players too. Did Rolando Blackman win the MVP of an All-Star game? I don't think he did he? Or was he one of the voted in?
Oh, because that would have been in the late 80s. I actually don't know the answer to that.
Tom Chambers won MVP that night with 34 points. Rolando Blackman was 29 points, 11 of 13 from the free throw line.
So we got screwed. We got screwed again. Thanks a lot,
they
All-Stars.
They shoot free throws? They shoot free throws in the All-Star game?
Yeah.
People foul people?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our NBA insider, Rick Bucher. Maybe gauge some of his All-Star thoughts and if Luka can take over this thing. Talk about it next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, Kevin, now in 2 great tropical flavors.
Nice.
Rick, how's it going today, man?
It is going well. I don't know if you can hear the ambient noise. I'm at All-Star Weekend outside of the NBA Tech Summit, where we're learning about exactly where the league is headed. And they have Bill Murray for the comic relief, so they're getting it from both ends. He's pretending to be a vendor. He's up there with Ahmad Rashad, and but Bill's been entertaining, so he's kept it light.
That's one of the hardest tickets to get, is the Tech Summit, right?
There's actually not a ticket. You have to know a special wizard, and you have to have a key code, and then you have to bring him a special magic stone, and you have to do that about 2.5 years in advance, and then you can get in.
And here you are. We took you away from it. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? It's more all the people that you have in that room, and where I am out in the lobby outside of the room is it's the room where it happens.
So
the line from Hamilton.
I might be able to help you out because I've thought about this for a long time.
He really has.
You've got magic stone?
No.
I've got even better. I have got a plan that will ensure that Bill Murray asks you to hang out with him the rest of the day and go watch movies. All right? If you get close enough to Bill Murray, tell him that you loved him in Garfield and Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties. And then he'll be like, wait, what? What about like Ghostbusters or Caddyshack? And you just kind of look at him and shake your head and be like, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with those films. And then he'll demand that you guys go hang out.
Huh. I think I'm going to let you try that out, and then I'll watch and see how well it works. And then I'll follow up on that. By the way, your boy Luka Doncic is, can we get a referendum on this? How are you guys pronouncing his last name?
Doncic.
Yeah.
Doncic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm now getting people saying Doncic.
Oh, what?
I'm like, that is not, yeah. It's troubling. But anyway, he is here at the NBA Tech Summit. He's going to be on a panel probably about 35-40 minutes from now about the fan experience reimagined. So the Dallas Mavericks are being ably represented. And Mark Cuban was just on maybe the best one. It had to do with streaming games.
Oh.
Mark was very good. Mark talked about how to get a real bead on consumers and consumption of the NBA, that they need to be looking at kids from 10 to 12 when they have the biggest event of their life, which is when they get their first phone. That's where the NBA is going to discover exactly how they should be providing their content and their product. It was very smart. Mark, per usual, acquitted himself well.
Now, with all those people around and obviously all chit-chatting and hanging out, I'm kind of curious, do you feel like relationships are formed or important discussions take place? Because we always hear about, like, collusion and stuff, but there's nothing they can do to stop these players from sitting around being like, hey, maybe we should play here, or an owner talking to a player, because they're all hanging out at the same things, right?
Yeah, look, it would be dangerous in a situation like this for an owner to approach a player, but player-on-player crime or subterfuge is, I mean, there's technically there are no rules against it. So without question, that happens. The new development, the new wrinkle as a result of some of the things that have transpired is that texting information, anything that can be recorded, it's figuring out how do you have in-person conversations that are not recorded. How do you communicate without leaving some sort of an electronic or paper trail? Because that has terrified, I can tell you, that is now terrifying owners and GMs, because there's always been the back channel work. There's always been these conversations have gone on. The NBA couldn't function without it, to be honest with you. It could not function under the current calendar without tampering. It would change things dramatically, because you can't.
Wow.
You have to be able to. You have to know who you're going to be signing as of July 1. If that was the starting point, then we wouldn't have guys signed legitimately. If that's when the conversation began, you wouldn't have guys signed until August, maybe late August even. And now you're getting into, you're really close to the following season. You can't sell season tickets. You don't know who you're promoting. You don't know how you're filling out the rest of your roster. You don't know who you should be looking at as complementary players in summer league. Like, all of that simply would not work. So it's always amusing to me when the league just wants the appearance that there's no tampering.
Oh.
But the reality is the league knows that it couldn't function if there wasn't any tampering.
I think that's
wow.
Every league too. I mean, yeah. It happens in hockey. It happens in football too. It's all those things get done behind scenes. Maybe that's one of the reasons Mark Cuban, you know, was so adamant about Cyberdust, the app that he had.
At least, I mean, look, he's seeing. I mean, this applies across the board in every. I mean, look at every walk of life in that how video or text or. You can go to the whole Urban Meyer debacle with the texts that he shared with his agent about the assistant coach and how those became public. There's a record of everything that you put into your phone, whether it's by voice or digitally or whatever. And so leaving that and the possibility that if there's a copy of it, the chances of it going public always exist, and we've seen all sorts of people burned by that as a result. So, yeah, not only for NBA business, but just business overall, the ability to erase your footprints makes a lot of sense. I don't know whether we're ever going to get there where it's foolproof, but that people would want to go that direction makes a lot of sense.
Do you think that the new rules for this All-Star Game weekend are going to make it a more competitive game?
I think it will. I think people will. I don't know if it's going to make it more competitive. It's going to draw interest just because it's a new thing. People want to see how it works. The reality is that much like the NBA Tech Summit and everything about this weekend, this is a corporate bonanza. And I did a podcast with Zach LaVine yesterday, and we were talking about all the things that he has to do over the weekend and how people call it the All-Star break. But any guy who's involved in the weekend it's a dog and pony show, and they're exhausted by the end of it. And it's really not about the game. It's the game is an ancillary thing, and that has become more and more prevalent and prominent and evident to players year by year. And so the idea that we want them to get motivated and excited about playing this game when the whole tenor of the weekend is about business relationships and shoes and apparel and appearances and shaking hands, it's not realistic. I think anybody who's not here and hasn't been in this atmosphere looks at it and goes, hey, I just want to see the best players have an entertaining, you know, put on a show and play hard. And it's like, dude, you're asking them to kind of switch their entire mindset from the rest of the way the rest of the weekend goes.
Talk with our radio.com NBA insider, Rick Bucher, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, along those lines, is it going to be the same this year, or do you feel like so much will fall to the wayside and it'll turn into just discussions about Kobe? Because that seems almost inevitable or very logical that so much conversation would be like just about Kobe this weekend.
Yeah. I just saw a GM and he said the players are still devastated by the loss of Kobe. And he said, you're going to see that on Sunday in a variety of ways and how they acknowledge it or when they start. I guess they've got a big presentation that they're going to show. He said, I would not be surprised if you had, you know, players tears in their eyes after they do their honoring of Kobe and they show everything that they're apparently planning to show. So, yeah, I fully expect that his presence and David Stearns as well, but I think from a visceral standpoint, Kobe is, I'll just tell you personally, it's still, I'm just having this conversation with some people. It's still hard for me to imagine that he's not here. Like, I don't know whether it's, I'll be at the memorial in LA. Maybe that's when it'll become real, but the idea that he's no longer with us is still hard for me to grasp.
Talking with NBAN.com or radio.com NBA insider Rick Bucher right now on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We've been talking about this a lot, and a lot of people know that listen to the show that Rick has essentially guaranteed a championship for the Mavericks this year. Maybe not one, not two, but many more.
Sure.
But
by the way, we need to get there. We need to get there really quickly because we need another dynasty.
Yes, yeah,
another...
Warriors are done. There's a spot.
Yes, and the NBA is not as good and is not as popular and just doesn't operate as well without a dynastic team that everybody's gunning for.
That's what I like about you, Rick. You double down. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is this weekend? Is this weekend this opportunity in this game? Could Luka? Could he walk away with an All-Star MVP? Because the Mavericks need that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Luka approaches this. You have to be. It's a great question because it takes a certain degree of selfishness to go get All-Star Game MVP.
I agree. Yes.
And like he has that killer mentality where I'm going to go for it, but he's also such a team player, make the right play, find the open guy that I don't know if he's quite selfish enough to get it done. And I just wonder with the, and it's been overblown, the connection between LeBron and Kobe, or I just feel like this is set up for everything that the Lakers are going to wind up, whether it's AD or whether it's LeBron, they're the ones that are going to wind up with the MVP as an homage to Kobe.
Well, that makes sense, man. That makes sense. Well, Rick, we really appreciate your time, man. You go have a fun time at the Tech Summit, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
There he goes, Rick Bucher, radio.com sports NBA insider, Rick Bucher. Insider calls brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors, Kevin. Hear Rick on Scalin Pals, a brand new NBA podcast out on radio.com, radio.com app. Just search Scal wherever you find your podcasts.
Rick was great. I'm disappointed in you, Corey, for not asking him your 5-hour energy drink question.
Oh, dang it. I totally forgot about that one. Here's why. Here's why I forgot about it, Kevin. I just saw a video, and it looks like Luka and a lot of the players were sitting around having conversations with a bunch of kids. They're having lunch with a bunch of kids, too, in Chicago. And as Luka's sitting there, Barack Obama walks up and
the former president,
the first player he goes to say hi to was Luka. The first player, and Luka stood up and shook his hand and gave him a hug and everything. But the first player that he walked up to, Obama told Luka, don't listen to J-Kid when it comes to shooting.
Wow. Okay. First of all,
it's important that we keep relations good with Slovenia. So smart on him.
Regardless of what your political affiliations are, I just want to be.
I represent the house party.
It's during the NBA Cares event, by the way.
I just want to be good enough that I could just walk up and hug a president. Like, I don't even care which president. That'd be cool. So, all right. But now, if we can get that kind of relationship going with free agents in 2020 and 2021 that we can steal over here and make for trade targets, what I really need him to do this weekend, this is what I need Luka to focus on. He needs to find Bradley Beal.
This is crazy, dude.
I don't think he's out there, so we need to figure that out.
This video is wild. The president walks in. Barack Obama walks in.
Like you do.
And walks immediately to Luka, sitting at a big, huge table. Immediately over there, Luka stands up. Jason Kidd jumps up to try and force his way into the conversation. And then Lauri Markkanen doesn't know whether to stand or sit. So he just kind of keeps standing and sitting back down. And he's like, I don't know what to do. All the rest of the players are just sitting down. You stand up, right?
Yeah, for a president. Again, and I know people are going to turn this into a political thing. Any president.
All right, come on, guys.
Any president.
Stick to sports.
Okay, fine. My sports opinion is that President Barack Obama was at the NBA All-Star, NBA Cares, and then President Donald Trump will be at the Daytona 500. Sports. And
Trump versus Obama one-on-one.
I would stand up for either one of them.
What about Jimmy Carter?
Yeah. Habitat for Humanity? Reagan? Well, he's dead.
I liked Herbert Hoover because he created the vacuum.
He's not a great president.
What about Abe Lincoln?
Yeah.
I just like his name.
He's also dead, but I'd give it a shot.
I like alliteration and H's.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's been 150 years, people. It's time for Gridiron Gravy, where the Cowboys are giving out those bonuses. Talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you have gotten whatever kind of chocolates or roses you need to get for your afternoon, or if you haven't planned.
Oh, I hope I get Tiff's treats. That'd be awesome.
I saw one of the dads, one of the husbands in my neighborhood that I know getting flowers and candy last night, and I was like,
oh,
yes.
That was nice. Good job, wife.
Smart decision.
Oh, he was buying it for his wife.
Yeah, he was
buying
it for his wife.
I thought maybe she got it for him. Look, ladies, you can do nice things for the men, too. Yeah. It's not a women-only holiday.
I woke up this morning, Kevin, and my wife had gotten me a card, and she gave me a scratch-off calendar.
Oh.
A bucket list scratch-off calendar for Valentine's Day. So basically, we just say, okay, we're going to do this today, and then we scratch it off, and we have accomplished a bucket list of things.
All right, that sounds fun.
So it was like a cheese tasting or something like that. That's the one we're going to do
first. Is that what you would have chosen?
I like cheese.
Okay.
Cheese is good.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Right now, though, it is time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
And we start with who is and is not getting cut. So in case you missed it earlier, the Redskins have not, surprisingly, I mean, we went over this on the chopping block earlier in the week. They have cut Josh Norman after four seasons. I paused because I almost said they'd cut Greg Norman. I thought, that's not right.
Nobody can cut Greg Norman.
That's
He's
true.
He's the shark.
That is true. So they have cut Josh Norman after four seasons. On the flip side, the Cardinals have said that cutting David Johnson is, quote, not an option.
Yeah, I saw Joel Corey talk about that a little earlier today, and he said it never made sense for them to do it anyway because of the contract situation. And I thought that was pretty interesting little nugget. He said the Cardinals cutting David Johnson never been a realistic option. His $10.2 million 2020 base salary becomes fully guaranteed last March. So if there's a new CBA where the Cardinals could get like a post-June 1 salary cap treatment, it might be a different story.
Let's go ahead and mark down Devontae Freeman for being cut. Trust me on this, and if you don't trust me, let's go to Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
Last week, it was reported that Atlanta might part ways with Devontae Freeman. This is an actual quote from Arthur Blank. Tell me if you think Devontae Freeman is going to stay in Atlanta. Quote, Look, I love him too, but this has nothing to do with love. It has nothing. It has to do with building a roster. The salary cap is not unlimited. Damn.
It's true. And, I mean, the Cowboys are going to have a very big decision to make when it comes to their running back in a couple years, too.
That is true. Do you want a little bit more from Blank just to hammer home that point? Sure, I love what Freeman brings to the team. I also know we've drafted well and we've got some really good backups now today. So we'll see how that all works out.
It's not really.
Oh, man. He thinks Devontae Freeman sucks and it's time for him to go.
So. Well, I mean, he's injured a lot and just not living up to the big time money. And I think, you know, Choppy will say coaching doesn't matter, but look at what Shanahan has been able to do at the running back position. I think coaching matters there just as much as the player. And plus, then he saw Tevin Coleman go off with them and have a good game, and he's like, we let the wrong guy go.
Yeah, I could see
we
that.
We signed the wrong one.
Now, word is, I have not seen the final outcome yet, but word is that Greg Olsen will make his decision today, and he is down to three teams. Supposedly the Bills, Redskins, and Seahawks as his next destination. Is Greg Olsen to the Redskins or maybe the Seahawks? That's scary.
No, they can have two injury prone tight ends. Nice.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about him.
But do you think if
it's
he
real
picked...
weird his foot always gets hurt?
That is, yeah.
It's like, not his like muscles or anything, it's like always his foot.
Do you think that if you paired him with Jordan Reed, you could get 16 games total out of them?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
Or, you know what?
Or he could be progressive and split them and then merge them together.
Do they ever have to play at the same time?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Jordan Reed's feet, I mean, I feel like are pretty good.
If they both played eight games with or seven games, would that equal...
That's
14 games.
So that's
okay.
Not enough.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out, though, is if they're playing at the same time, but then they get injured at the same time.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Shippey's controversial idea of just merging their best parts together into one super player who could probably play 13
It'll
games?
Their best parts will still probably get hurt at some point. Like, you can't just chop off a leg and attach it.
There's only
then...
one way to find out.
Oh,
Shippey seems intent. Like, you got to see his eyes right now.
Oh, yeah.
This is the number one thing he cares about the most. Sorry, ladies. So, in news of a player who's not hurt anymore, Landry Jones is back. I repeat, Bob Stoops said it officially yesterday, the head coach of the Dallas Renegades. He confirmed that Landry Jones will start Sunday, 2 p.m. against the Los Angeles Wildcats. Corey, what is your excitement level now?
I'm not excited. I'm interested.
Did you not hear the way I asked that question? I said, Corey, what is your excitement level
Landry's
now?
Back.
One.
What?
Is it on a scale of one
hell,
to ten?
Dude? We're trying to win a... What do they call the champion?
Yeah, it's just called the XFL Championship, and it's going to be in Houston.
Show. Did you want me
they
to go
just,
do
like,
a
sh- figured that out yesterday,
Are
right?
we doing a show trip down to Houston for that?
Yeah.
We should.
I just assume you already booked.
Go
I
to Radio Row.
Hotel. Yeah.
We're not going to Radio,
Radio
Row.
Radio Row is like in some guy's closet or something.
The it's great that they get the player back, and Bob Stoops knows the quarterback very well. He knows what he's capable of, so we'll be able to get a better guesstimation on what this team is going to be. I understand. I had a conversation with Atolo yesterday on Facebook, and we are like-minded now. He's excited because it's a Dallas team.
Yep.
And I know Colby, that's Colby's mentality about it too, and I totally get where Colby's coming from on that. I don't want it to just be a flash in the pan kind of thing. I want it to be something that really grows. So I'll give it time, but I want it to be around for a while, Kevin.
Look.
And I think it's brilliant because what the AFL did, they screwed up. They tried going head to head with the NFL. This thing has said we're going to compete the AFL back in the day. They tried to go head to head with the NFL.
Yeah.
This thing is
good
saying
call.
Hey, why don't we just fulfill a moment when nobody's watching NFL and then have the wherewithal and the financial ability to within 3 years maybe acquire some really good talent.
So the Wildcats are also 0-1. The Dallas Renegades are 4-point favorites in this game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
2-1-4, Kevin. It's called the Royal Rumble.
Oh,
I like it.
All right, that's not
then
nice.
All the teams go to the field.
Sponsored by Crown Royal and Bacardi Rum.
I mean, I would obviously watch that. Now, let's talk about Jameis Winston. We told you yesterday that he got better because he got LASIK. But does Bruce Arians still think he sucks?
Yes.
Let's go directly to Bruce Arians. Really, nothing has changed. What's door number two, you know? Can we make the one we have better? All those things go into the decision right now. So he's basically saying, I don't know, do you have a better option? Because if you do, I'll definitely listen to that because I think Jameis Winston absolutely sucks.
He didn't say that.
Oh, but that is
what
he
meant. Yeah, absolutely. But he didn't say it that way.
Oh, fine. Do you want another example? People were talking about, what about Breeze, Dak Prescott, Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, Teddy Bridgewater? And he goes, you're just kind of sitting there waiting to see if someone is available. Is he a better option? He just told you, I'm waiting to see if a better quarterback becomes available.
There is, like, they just released Phillip Rivers.
That's what I would ask. Phillip Rivers is free. It's not tampering. What do you think?
Well, it is tampering at this point, right?
If they made
because
him
it's before the free agency thing.
No, well, no, because he's not attached to a team. If you're not attached at all, I think you might be fair game since they released him.
Was the USFL, Kevin, that was instead of the AFL?
So the AFL did go head-to-head with the NFL, but that eventually worked out for them and they merged.
Gotcha.
But the USFL, not at first, but then eventually they're like, we're doing so well, let's go to the fall. Good job,
okay,
guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the NFLPA. Did you hear what they're doing about these CBA talks? Remember we talked last week that they might vote. Well, they didn't vote. What they're doing right now is they're going to try to talk to every single player. So they've been holding conference calls and doing meetings. Instead of just going to the team representative, they're trying to speak to every single NFL player to try to get their thoughts on this before they hold a formal vote.
Great.
Because they don't want to hold a vote and see it go down in flames.
That's exactly how it should be. Because I really don't think... Because here's the other thing, too. I know you have a representative and... Like I think Byron Jones has been the Cowboys representative, and Joe Looney is the secondary, the fill-in. But whenever it comes to this, Kevin, every player has a different approach,
sure,
of what they want.
Sure.
So you got to get a good consensus. And if there's a player that's a representative, and they're hearing other stuff from some guys and they don't agree with it, are they going to report all the information appropriately? So I think in this, most times you want your reps to be able to tell you what the group is telling you, like what the Players Association is saying. But I don't think you necessarily want the reps telling the Players Association what the teams think. So this is a smart move.
Got a couple more.
I like the idea of Vintel Bryant just hanging out and like seeing that he's getting a call.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
On that. Yeah.
So this seems important. I better take it. A couple more things for you. Remember when we told you that there was Matthew Stafford trade rumors and then those got shut down? Well, Matthew Stafford's wife was like, that's fine. And so she tweeted out a picture of the three most likely trade destinations. And she said, well, if Detroit is done with us. And then in the next one, it said Los Angeles Chargers. And she said, I could stay in Cali.
Yeah.
So she's like, that's fine. Let's talk about it.
I think she's kind of done with Detroit.
No, I mean, I totally get that. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys real quick. Good news for Xavier Woods and Jordan Lewis. Both of them are getting $500,000 bonuses this offseason because one of the parts of their contract when they were drafted back in 2017 as third and sixth round picks is that if they played more than 35% of their NFL snaps on average, they would receive these bonuses. Both of them surpassed it. They just crunched all the numbers, got the abacuses out and everything like that.
Is that why Chris Richard wouldn't start Jordan Lewis? He was trying to hold that back?
Man, if that's the big reason, we got a lot more problems than that.
Congratulations, J. Lou and Xavier Woods. I'm a big J. Lou fan.
Does he like that name?
It's his Twitter handle.
Okay. Then yes is the answer. So they both get an extra $500,000.
He still can't hold me in 2K, though. Ooh. I challenge Jordan Lewis to 2K.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, who are the top 10 defensive ends in the NFL? Does DeMarcus even make this list? Plus, it's getting to be about that time. We will give away one more time Rolling Stones tickets in the next hour.
What?
We'll do all of that next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.